Back now with Day to Day. A verdict in the Jose Padilla terrorism trial. A federal jury in Miami has found Padilla and two co-defendants guilty on all counts. The three were accused of conspiracy to murder and being part of a network providing money and support to Islamic terrorist groups abroad. Joining us to discuss the verdict is Dahlia Lithwick. She's legal analyst for Slate.com and a day-to-day regular. Dahlia, the jury deliberated for just a day and a half. Does that tell you the government had a very strong case?
Well, it certainly tells us that the jury thought so. I mean, the government went out of their way in closing arguments to say the words Al-Qaeda 100 times by some count. So I think they were making a very, very, very strong and forceful plea to the jury that, you know, these guys were terrorists and we got to throw the book at them. And it appears that you're right, but the very, very short jury deliberation suggests that they proved that point, at least to this jury.
Remind us again what Padilla and the two others were charged with.
They were charged with a pretty broad conspiracy to murder and kidnap, to grant material aid to terrorists overseas. I don't think there was a clear argument that there was a specific plot that they were involved in, but just that they were helping give money to entities that wanted to sort of foment all sorts of terrorist acts overseas. And as you said, they were convicted of all those charges.
And again, this is not the dirty bomb case Padilla was initially accused of, trying to bring in a radioactive dirty bomb into the United States. This was something else.
Right. I mean, we heard to loud fanfare John Ashcroft say initially that they had caught a known dirty bomber, and later they said he was involved in a plot to explode apartment bombs. Neither of those things were charged in this indictment, largely because apparently of the way he was treated while he was in confinement. Padilla was held by the government for 3.5 years without charges and certainly alleges that he was tortured and that he confessed to those larger plots under torture. In order to take those plots off the table, the government chose to do that in order to not have the allegations of torture come into the trial.
And as you said, he was held for 3.5 years as an enemy combatant. You know, a lot of people were looking at this case, this trial, as really the government's war on terrorism partly being on trial here.
I think that's right, Madeline, and certainly that was the argument that the defense was making, you know, that the link between these guys and actual terrorism is just too attenuated, and this was fear-mongering by the government, and this was bad conduct by the government that should not be rewarded with a conviction. But at the end of the day, it seems that, again, that whether or not it was fear-mongering, this jury felt that the allegations that Padilla went overseas to train in an Al-Qaeda training camp and that he and his confederates gave money in order to advance the cause of terrorism overseas, this jury was sold on that. So it seems that at least if the Bush administration was on trial in this case, to a large degree they prevailed.
And the defense in this case was arguing, which we've heard in a lot of similar cases, that no, they were just interested in going abroad to learn more about Islam and more benign activities.
That's right. Padilla's attorney claimed he just went overseas to study religion, that at no point did he even go to Afghanistan, and there was no proof that he went to Afghanistan in this trial. His confederates, the defense was that they were just giving money to charity, and all they were really interested in was relief work. So these are, you're right, very typical defenses in these cases, but it seemed as though that this jury felt that what they were doing was much more dangerous and much more pernicious than that.
Dahlia Lithwick of Slate.com, thank you very much.
My pleasure.